understand. How could you possibly know that I was thinking about... Again, I stopped. Did Dupin really know who I was thinking about? About Chantilly, Dupin said. You were saying to yourself that he was a good writer, but he cannot write tragedy. Yes, that's true, I said. I was thinking that. But tell me, please, how did you know? This Chantilly wrote for one of the Paris newspapers. He wrote about Paris and Parisians in a way that was both clever and very funny. But then he wrote a book, a long story about the ancient Greeks and Phaedra, the wife of King Theseus. It was, everybody in Paris agreed, a very bad book. It was the apple seller, replied my friend. The apple seller began the thoughts that took you to Chantilly and his book. The apple seller, I said, astonished. But I don't know any apple sellers. My friend was happy to explain. Some minutes ago, we passed an apple seller who was carrying a big box of apples on his head, taking them to the fruit market. He didn't see you, and you had to jump out of his way. There were holes in the street, and you turned your foot in one of these holes and nearly fell. I remembered this now, but how did the apple seller take us to Chantilly? You looked around, my friend went on, and saw all the other holes and broken stones in the street, and then you looked up, a little angrily, to see the name of the street. You were thinking, I am sure, that it was a dangerous street to walk down in the dark when you could not easily see the holes. Then we turned a corner into the Rue Racine. Here, the stones were new and unbroken, and you looked up, pleased, to find the name of this street. This name began a new thought. You smiled a little and shook your head. The famous Racine, who wrote a play about Phaedra in 1677, was a better writer than Chantilly will ever be. And you remembered that when Chantilly's book first came out, the bookshops called Chantilly the New Racine. Everybody in Paris laughed at poor Chantilly because of that. I was sure that you were thinking of that when you smiled. And when you shook your head, I knew you were thinking of poor Chantilly's book. Chapter 2. The Murders. Not long after that night, we were looking through the Gazette, an evening newspaper, when we saw this. Terrible Murders. At about 3 o'clock this morning, people living in the Saint Roch quarter were woken from sleep by a number of terrible screams. The screams came from the fourth floor of a house in the Rue Morgue, which belongs to a Madame L'Espanier and her daughter, Mademoiselle Camille L'Espanier. 8 or 10 of the neighbors and 2 policemen ran to the house. There was no answer to their knocking, so they broke down the door. When they got into the house, the screams stopped, but while they were running up the stairs, they could hear 2 angry voices at the top of the house. When they arrived at the second floor, the voices stopped, and everything was silent. The neighbors hurried from room to room, but found nothing until they came to